Right. Fucking, just to sum up, a shit evening. Take two, because the fucking thing just stopped recording for some reason. So this is Red News Podcast 46, and my greater depths of fucking anger have just escalated. To cut the bullshit of what we were discussing, it's Nick and Shane. I thought the very few positives were, at least when we got in the ground, United fans were up for it, showed motivation. We've been there, Gaff, Main Road and fucking the new ground, enough times hearing them sing Munich that I didn't never hear us subservient. Oh yeah, let's lose them. Fuck all that. Because what happens next season? Do we say we want to lose two games because they'll be competing with Liverpool again? Don't get obsessed with other teams and worry about ourselves. That was pretty much where the positives ended. We just said, the assistant Shane said Fred looked colourblind with his passing. I think he gives the ball away time and time and time again. I don't want to slate any player in their first season, but fuck me, I really cannot see anything that will take him to the next level. I thought we're just, the recurring message of people after the game was, we are light years away.
Yeah, I agree. I think the positive was, we started with the right attitude. The fans were up for it at the start, at least. I thought it was a bit of a shame that we went so flat, and you know, you expect a bit more rebellious noise and not to let them take the piss like their support did. Their support was shit until they scored, but we let them take the piss after that. But I just thought, like, our best efforts are not good enough to match a team like that. We kind of knew that before, but we're just not clinical enough, I don't think.
We huff and puff, that is all.
We huff and puff, and Endeavour's not good enough, basically.
Rashford was getting a lot of shit near us, one bloke in particular. I think his body language has looked, not that he's clearly either knackered or, but he's sulking a bit, which I don't, but he's 21, so, you know, I'm not going to fucking hang a bloke out, but I don't like the way he's shrugging if a player, you know, he's got that from Mr. Emperor.
Yeah, no, he has. He seems to be one that, you know, he's kind of added into the list of people that the body language is poor, and that does, you know, the crowd don't like to see that, but, you know, he's a local lad, and you want him to succeed, so I wouldn't.
And he's 21, he's got to learn.
But
doesn't everything stem in this side from, you know, I'm not picking on Pogba again, but that's another game
the lad behind me said, he got out-jumped by Sterling. I know football's not as simple as a tall bloke always wins a header, but Sterling out-jumped him for a header, and no one can tell me that's got to be pure hunger to win the ball. And if Sterling's half his size, like, Jesus Christ.
So there's an attitude issue, which we haven't even mentioned Everton, that runs through this team. And don't get me wrong, it was a better response. At least we had some kind of response. But it's all such fucking picking at. We're picking at the weakest bits of straws. We're basically saying we've lost fucking 7 out of 9. We are years. How do you turn that into? We were 19 points last year. We're 24, is it, this year? And look at that. When City want to score a goal, they go and score a goal.
That's it. They were much more clinical. I thought the new Italian lad at fullback had a half decent game, actually. I can't remember his name, but I thought he'd done all right tonight.
He was played as some rolling centre back, fifth. Yeah. I mean, Young was poor again. He's just.
Well, his legs are gone, isn't
he? He's not the problem, though, is he? That's the thing. But where is the problem?
Everywhere at our club at the moment.
The problem's off the pitch.
Yeah.
It's on it, it's off it.
It's off it, obviously on the pitch, but it stems from what you do off the pitch, doesn't it, at the end of the day?
But how long have we been saying this for? None of it. This could be a conversation from last year, the year before that.
This will be the case, though, won't it? It's like we were saying in our WhatsApp group chat that Arsenal have been 15 years since they won the league. I won't call our past back Man United to be at that stage. Really don't. We're going to be having this conversation for a while, and if Pogba's still here next year, we'll be still having the same conversations about that.
I don't want to feel miserable. I don't want to wake up like I did Monday and Tuesday feeling down, and last week about
then,
the football.
That's the way it's going to be.
And I don't want to fucking think I want the season to end. I'm tired of feeling negative. I'm tired of feeling moany. I'm tired of feeling like, let the season end, because it's just all got so bitter. So what the fuck do we do?
This might not be what, like, I agree that it is off the pitch, and I honestly, this sounds a bit doomsday, but I think until something changes dramatically in the ownership or in the structure of the board, at least, nothing's going to change. You know, we're not going to be able to compete with City or even Liverpool for that matter until...
But if Ed Woodward is still as safe in his job now as he was 4 years ago, 2 years, got a pay rise, then for fuck's sake, and as demoted, you know, it's no longer a director of football that could be not as obviously as high as him, but higher up the hierarchy. Oh, no, it's a technical director. And if they give it to Mike Phelan, I mean, sorry, Mike, you're a United man and all that, but basically you're getting another patsy in there. No one rocks the boat. And I'm not having this Jose revisionism, you know. Oh, Jose knew. And a good lad, a mate, said, oh, you know, Jose's... But he was poisonous, but we're trying the positive one, and the players have fucked him about now.
But we're on a four managers. There comes a time when you think actually that there's a theme here, and it's not like you've tried an experienced manager, you've tried a steady manager in Moyes, but that was probably a bit of a joke point. But we had Van Gaal's an experienced manager, probably passed his time. Mourinho, a successful manager, the top managers probably won't be able to operate under Woodward. So you do need a yes man like Ole that you hope will get the best out of what's available, but that best
but
won't
then
be
it
good
comes
enough,
to the yeah. Glazers fucking exactly. Approached in Barcelona and warmly greeted by some. What's
everyone
that about
given up, like, you know,
that? Woodward, and then you've got players, we've given contracts, lengthy contracts to players who aren't good enough. We've got players who are good enough on their day when they can be asked, when we can be bothered. We've got the good players now, like De Gea, who's distracted or just something's not right with him. And the ones you hope for the future, like Rashford, are sort of shrugging their shoulders going, well, this is all a bit shit.
There's no coincidence that they own two sports franchises and they're both struggling and both failing and massively underperforming.
Well, you're going to write about this for the next mag, aren't you? Well, you've written about it. It's just been on hold.
There's no coincidence. It stems from them. And the thing is, though, this is going to continue until people start challenging, until protests come back on, until something, the whole green and gold movement got shoved away years ago and banners have been taken. It's absolutely bollocks. And until people start challenging them, this is what we're going to put up with. It's that simple, isn't it?
Would you know
how far do United have to fall until something seriously has to change?
Well, what got... Like, me, and I get caught up in it, but it's like Arsenal are losing 3-0. Did they lose in the end?
I don't care.
No, but what people are going as if like top four has become our target.
Yeah.
But maybe we, however much I hate Thursday Sundays, maybe we need the reboot.
Yeah. I don't think the players don't want to be here for the Europa. I think a bit of a shake up. I think Europa wouldn't do any harm, and actually play a young team in Europa and just see where it takes us. But Nick's right in a sense.
Or
that,
play the first team in the Europa and the kids in the league.
Be a better way around. But Nick's right in a sense. It's always baffled me, and I know people say it's pissing in the wind, but like, there's not even a murmur of vocal protest anymore.
But there's not an Ed Woodward, he's a wanker.
But I don't understand why, you know, even if it was the green and gold was a bit of a fashion fad, whatever some people say, it got attention and it made them uneasy. And whatever anyone says, a bit of vocal opposition.
We've almost accepted the fact that people saying stop going on about them
in the mag. We've had that. Yeah. We've gone past that. You know, we get abused if we lose today. People walk past and abuse us as if it's our fucking fault.
So we did, and
then we had City fans giving it the big one. There's not any animosity, full stop, at Old Trafford. It's just Disneyland, isn't it?
Someone we all know, as we walked out tonight, said, look at them all around us. No one seems to care anymore. And I kind of agreed.
But we all care.
We all care. But I think there's a big lump of people that, if they did care, they would be kind of protesting and would be vocalising. But it's just, I think everyone's given up.
We've had in the mag, and I spent my Tuesday listening to Joel Glazer, because he won't talk to us. He won't talk about United, but he has to for Tampa. And hear his voice, Jesus.
Who's the one with the ponytail? I just find it baffling that a successful...
Monsters Incorporated like, family.
Why would you think that little ponytail...
He's whispering.
You'd never trust anyone with that little rat tail thing. Like,
it's bad, isn't it?
But him, Joel Glazer asked questions. How do you feel about 10 years of failure? All the questions are relevant to us. And what connects is the two, the snixes. But equally... The players on the pitch after we finally did spend money, 750 million, And what are they doing? So it's not, you know, of course it stems from the top. At the bottom, they're getting away with it. They've gotten away with it. We reward contracts. Nathan, we're talking. You've given, you know, like Rashford wants 200 grand. Hold on some. You know, come on, calm down. But if you've just given Sanchez £419,000 if he plays, our mum. No, is that a week? A week?
He's the most expensive fucking dog walker in Europe. Jesus Christ. That's all he does.
But it's a sham. Then it all falls apart. And at what point did Ed Woodward think this is a sensible idea? So these are the men we're trusting this summer. But again, I don't want to fucking... I just want to go and have a laugh.
The thing is, though, enjoy myself. While they're making money, they'll keep doing it. And United will keep falling off. They'll get desperate. They'll fall out of Europe. And they'll spend an obscene amount of money thinking that that's going to fix the problem. Even though they said in the owner's quotes that they said that that's not what's going to fix the problem. That's what they genuinely think, because that's the only thing that they know how. They don't make sporting decisions. They don't know.
But I want to be back here thinking we've given it, we got whatever, fuck Liverpool, fuck City, we got the point. We don't even do that anymore, we lose. I want to talk about Eric Cantona's knob video.
Was a bit bizarre. Well, I was actually getting my ticket checked, and I kind of found the link to it. I brought it up, and the next thing, I actually had to quickly close it, so I was too embarrassed because the woman guard was looking over my shoulder. But I'm sure I saw a bollocks. I think I saw an egg, and then I saw a big todger come down. Was that the sequence of events?
Who thinks? Not only who thinks my trick in life is smashing an egg with my knob. Yeah. Impressive as it was, really. But who would think to start that? I mean, how many eggs did he not? It just that anyway.
I don't know.
Right,
mate.
So let's go. De Gea, I think, will be off. Head distracted. Don't want it to end like this, though. Don't want the greatest goalie.
But actually, annoyed me.
What's the end of that sentence?
I walked out.
The end of that sentence now?
Right. I walked out the ground.
He's not best goalkeeper in the Premier League anymore.
No, but he will be.
He was undoubtedly.
He
best
will be. Young, gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Short, come back,
but
I like him.
Deal,
yeah, but have played 10 games a season, not 40 or 50 like you usually do. Smalling tries, but at this level, I mean, Company on one leg, well, not better than all
our defense. I said, we were doing this on a group chat to mates, and I was saying, like, you know, I was actually rating players, and it started to sound like David Moyes. I was saying, well, they try.
But as someone said,
it sounds like
Darmian. All right, did okay, but you know, next game he won't.
Yeah, he won't be in
Fred,
the team.
I'm sorry, Fred.
What about Lindelof?
It's not
Shaw?
Me, it's you.
They're two
of
the people.
Lindelof, I like.
They're going to be in the squad next year, aren't they?
Yes.
Lindelof.
Yeah, but this is a problem. 20 of this are going to be in the squad next year. The change. Someone said Pep Guardiola signed 8 players in his first year. That's what we need to do. Whatever the disruption, and you can't do that.
Let's say if 3 players, we'd be quite lucky, I think. Maybe 4.
So we have got 20 of this squad. I mean, Pereira did all right.
Yeah.
But that's what he usually does, do all right.
The thing is with Pereira, though, he did all right defensively. He won the ball back a few times tonight. But as soon as he wins it back, he loses it again.
That's the thing with
Pogba. Am I being too hard on him every week?
I think you have to be,
because he's our most expensive signing. But I'm bored of talking about him.
So it's not all Pogba. The one thing is, and I've been a bit anti, but it's not all Pogba. We can't lay it all in its door. But I know it's different. It doesn't sound like you have to go to games to judge. I'm not saying that, but I think you said it before. If you're at the game, I've seen on more occasions than not, there's big spells of games where he's simply not working hard enough when we need all the players to work hard and track. Look at City or Barcelona, they're just tracking and pressing every time.
Lingard?
I think he's had a bad season. I had quite high hopes for him, but I think he's just, like today, he was just not clinical enough and not solid enough. But
I think he's 26. He's 26. He should be in your prime. He's 24, 25. He should be in your prime. And he just doesn't look it. That's his prime. It's like a championship level. It's like you want to like him. You want to like everyone in this squad. But I like him. They have to do something to make you like him for this season. Expecting him to kick on after World Cup, and he hasn't. You know, so, and then we bring Lukaku. I said we needed to bring on earlier, and then he can't control it. Well, no, he can't cross it.
I don't rate Lukaku.
What was damning though is that we go 1-0 down, and the only player that's warming up for United tonight was Dallow. And then City have got Mahrez, and they've got Sane warming up.
But also,
and they want blood, they want more goals. And
they should have.
We'll bring a defender.
I mean, Ollie has made.
We've got Sanchez, Lukaku on the bench. But where's the trust gone? There's no fucking trust there in that squad anymore.
No, but there was no one warming up, and Ollie has made some mistakes. I will, you know, we can't mollycoddle it. But it felt, I was watching, trying to regain some highlights of the season. Fulham, when everyone's bouncing, Ollie's at the wheel. That's 2 months ago. It feels like a million years away. How have we gone? How has this happened? Where are the leaders? Where's someone in that dressing room grabbing it? I'm tired of loop. The team on a loop. The club's on a loop. We're on a loop saying the same things. Give me some happiness. Seriously.
There isn't any.
I think you need to Google porn, not Evan Brown for happiness.
There's none. There's not one.
Google what?
Porn, more than Evan Brown. That's what you're going to do next, bank holiday.
I thought you Evan Brown porn.
No, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck's that?
Bro, his little rat tail.
Yeah.
That's probably the highlight of this podcast. And tonight, his little rat tail.
Well, the first 50 minutes that we huffed and puffed, I'd say that's a positive. And getting caught in that rain before the game, I thought this is going to be horrendous, and I just escaped into hotel football for 20 minutes. And I thought, you know what? I thought, thank God hotel football's there, just I could escape for 20 minutes. We sold 175 tonight for us on an opening day midweek. That's a hell of a lot.
It's a great Cut the Mag picture, like on a bright note.
Yeah.
The cover, that picture on Cut the Mag, thumbs up.
There's a lad who buys the mag, and his son looked, and I've mentioned this a few months ago, different lad, his son looked absolutely crestfallen after the game. And I just trying to say, keep the faith. We always, you know, we're going on Sunday, we'll be here again. But it just feels like, I don't know, I feel like the 1980s again, though. It's not that bad, but we're approaching some.
Yeah, but I'm fucking fishing next month. In 1980, I was like fucking, you know, 1985, I was like 15, 16, and you get it all you. After the football, you go out for a couple of.
There is no positives. I worry that maybe I might be wrong in this, I don't know, but maybe Ole's been found out a little bit.
No, he hasn't.
Do you not think that?
This is our squad. This is exactly who they are.
No, this is the squad, but you look at City tonight and they pressed us and they just look like all they need to do is run at a player. And not one of the players is comfortable on the ball.
No, I get that. Yeah.
Martin,
but that's not Ollie's team. That's not Ollie's squad. That's
none of these.
And Pep Guardiola had a successful team, and he said, "I want a whole new back four." And what did he get? He got a whole.
Come on, yeah, he got.
Do you reckon Ollie would get a whole new back four?
He won't get one defender.
Jose wouldn't even get one fucking defender.
He had to sign one that was like well down his list. And I would say he's probably not good enough anyway.
This, I mean, we haven't even really touched upon Everton, which is one of the biggest disgraces in recent years.
It was awful, yeah.
Fuck me.
There's no excuse. That does come down to... That was a simple case of one set of players working harder and wanting it more than the other. Simple as that, really.
Consider, all we talk about is United. No, you know, of course, the rest of our lives. But we're obsessed about United. We're talking about it endlessly, day in, day out. When's our trips? When's our games? And we all want it to end this season. That does not.
I don't want to go on Sunday.
Well, you are.
I'm going. No, don't get me wrong, I'm going.
You got to sell, Nick.
I don't want to go. But tonight was.
I do. See, that's where I wait.
Tonight was a game to keep the top four Gino alive, at least in that wasn't.
Yeah, but top four cup.
It's not Champions League football. You want
to
see
what? To get knocked out of the second round of the quarters? Or
look,
until we identify the structural problems in this club.
You look at this, we played three of the best teams in Europe this season. Barcelona, Juventus and PSG. That's what watching football is about. You're the best teams to come to Old Trafford. We said this last time. It was
and every one of them made me feel flat.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because the teams are good enough, but you still want to see them, huh? You still want to see the best players play football. That's why you watch the game.
Yeah, but that sort of complacent. If we get top four, do you think the club will make as dramatic a moves as if we get in Europa, that the shit storm that will play? Because if you want out, Pogba, fucking go. And De Gea, if you want out, go. What's that?
Neither's a good thing, because if you make the top four, you don't get the changes that you want, but if you get into the Europa League, you start overpaying for players and you end up with a Pogba again. There's no win-win in this situation. There is no happy ending to the season. It's completely.
I want a happy ending.
There is no
tired
happy,
of
there is no
I've,
happy
I've
ending.
We did book it.
We forgot to say Shane Madrid. Where's Madrid? Where's Madrid? So it's gone.
Cancelled Madrid, but we booked
Gdansk,
which is a Europa League destination.
Which is supposed to be excellent.
It is excellent.
So we'll be there for the final.
Yeah, good one.
I want happy endings. I want the next title, and it feels further away now.
You won't see it in your life, Sam.
Oh, fuck off. Right, on that note, final words.
On that note, it is in our history. It's feast or famine, isn't it? You'd think you'd kind of like, you could go for a rough patch, but a club as big as ours fluke a title. But I think we're in it for the long haul. I must admit, I think we're as far away from a title as we since the last one. I think we're talking, I'm 50 this year. If we win a title before I'm 60, I'd be happy.
No, shame.
It's
shame.
Getting to that stage.
Shame.
It is.
And you're only on Shandy.
People can fall off a cliff. The Scousers approved it. There was no happy ending there.
Those two.
I want to be positive.
It's not like we're chasing one team. Liverpool and City are.
And that's
only
on our watch.
Stronger.
That's on your watch, Ed Woodward. That you have allowed. You have allowed the discussion to be Liverpool or City. It fucking's us.
Imagine
when
Leeds come up next year, if they come up. It just gets worse.
We had,
no, Sheffield's a great drink, so we want Sheffield up.
Yeah,
Sheffield's a great drink.
That's a bright note. Sheffield.
Yeah, come on, Sheffield. All right. I'm sorry, people. I don't want to fucking keep banging on the same shit. It's doing maiden. United are doing maiden at the moment. They're doing all our heads in. Sad faces again, though. We had... You know, we'll always have Ollie's fist bumps, we were saying.
Well, he did it at half time, did you see it?
No.
He came on and the crowd were a bit confused because they were booing the City players, and the next thing Ollie done his little fist bump.
He looked so crestfallen on Sunday. How can even this United side make Ollie crestfallen? That says how bad it's got.
And it was that fist bump, you know, like the Fulham away or Arsenal away, it was that like aggressive fist bump. Today it was like the...
We should go in and maybe start swinging his arms. Come on, Pogba.
Yeah. Like a timid... Yeah, he does... I do fear for Ollie.
No.
I think the support will never turn, but I fear for him if he doesn't get the right support above him.
Which he won't.
Yeah.
On that note... Thanks everyone who bought the mag.
Thank you.
Let's hope Sunday's better.